Today's Amud is Moed Katan Chesem Abeis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Chesem Abeis. So says the Mishnah, Ein choyfren kochen ukvarois b'moed. A person is not allowed to dig or make different types of kvarois. Perhaps they're called catacombs in English. We'll discuss what exactly they are when we get to the Gemara. But a person is not allowed to make these graves for Mesim b'moed. He's not allowed to make them on Chol HaMoed. So the Ritva points out that even though not so long ago we had in Maseches Beitza that a person's allowed to be Isaac and Kfuras Ames on Yom Tov Sheni. On Yom Tov Sheni, it's Kechol Shavu Rabban and Klape Ames. The Chazal made it like it's a weekday. And that's even Yom Tov Sheni. So Kol Shekin Chol HaMoed. If even on Yom Tov Sheni we're so makel to do everything for Ames, so then Kol Shekin and Chol HaMoed we should be makel. So ask the Ritva, why is it that Ein Choyfren Kochen Ukfaris B'mayit? Why is it that a person is not allowed to dig graves on Chol HaMoed? Says the Ritva, because Beitza is talking about where we have a mace. If a person has a mace, he needs to bury him, he needs to do different malachis, so then that's fine. Here we're discussing a case where there is no mace. It's for potential future mason, so that's not okay to be Isaac and that on Chol HaMoed. It's a tircha yisera to dig these different plots, and therefore one is not allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. Aval mechanchen es hakuchen b'mayed. A person is allowed to fix. He's allowed to, we'll see exactly when we get to the Gemara, what exactly mechanchen means, but mechanchen doesn't involve a lot of tircha, and that's going to be mutter. Va'isin nevrechas b'mayed. A person is allowed to make a ditch, a small pond, in order to do the laundry. That's not a tircha yesera. So a person could make such a ditch on Chol HaMoed. Va'arayin, going back to the mace now, va'arayin im ha'mace b'chatzer. Says the Tanakhama, that a person is allowed to create a coffin, an arayin, with a mace inside of the chatzer. Meaning even though, like we said in the Reisha of the Mishnah, that a person is not allowed to be Isaac in the malachis of a mace, just for a potential future mace. But if the mace is inside the chatzar, so it's nicker that a person is making the coffin for the mace, so then the person's allowed to start chopping wood and making an aron, that's going to be okay, because everyone knows, he sees that the mace is right there. Rabbi Yehuda Oyser, Elim Ken Yeshi May Nisarim. And Rabbi Yehuda says that no, a person has to have the boards already from beforehand, and then if a person already has the Nisarim from before, so then it's going to be mutter to make the aron. But a person can't just make the aron from scratch. That would be excessive tircha. That wouldn't be allowed. But again, if he has the pieces already and he just needs to put it together, so then he's allowed to make the aron. Now says the Gemara, my kuchen u'my kvaris. What are these kuchen and what are these kvaris? What exactly are these? So says the Gemara, I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that kuchen are bechafira. Kuchen are catacombs. They're dug into the ground. A person digs a cave under the ground. And then into the walls of the cave, he makes different places for mekaymes for kfura into the walls of the cave. That's kuchen. And kfares is the same thing, batsam, but it's bebinyan, it's above ground. It's above ground, and again, it's dug into the walls, places to bury the mesim. So kuchen is underground, and kfares is bebinyan, it's in the building above the ground. Tani nami achi, we learned in the braisa like this as well, that elu en kuchen, velu en kfares, kuchen are bechafira, u kfares bebinyan. Kuchen is under the ground, inside of a cave, and kvaris is bebinyan, above the ground. Aval mechanchen es hakuchen. We mentioned in the Mishnah that a person is allowed to be mechanich the kuchen. So keitzah mechanchen, what does it mean to make a chanukah kever? Does it mean, you know, like a chanukah sabayis? Rather, I'm Rav Yehuda. Says Rav Yehuda, mechanchen means shem hayaarech mekatzrei. It means if the kever is too long, so they could shorten it. That's not a tirchi yaseira, just to make it a little bit smaller. In a mesnisa tana, in a braisa, we learned also the opposite, that marech bay, umarchib bay, that they can make it longer, they can make it wider, whatever it is necessary just to change the dimensions a little bit, that's going to be mutar on Chol HaMoed, but to dig it from scratch, that's already tircha yesera. Vais and nevrechas, we mentioned that a person can make a pool, a place, a small ditch, a small body of water to do laundry. So that's how we explain when we read the Mishnah, but the Gemara didn't know that yet. It says the Gemara, my nevrechas, what is this nevrechas? I'm Rav Yehuda Zubekia. It's a small ditch to do the laundry. Nevrechas is a bekia. Ask the Gemara, How could you tell me nevreches is a bekia? Vatanya, but we learned in the Braisa, ha nevreches va bekia. It mentions both things. It mentions nevreches and bekia. So obviously, a nevreches is not a bekia. Amar Abaye v'tei Rav Kahana giha ubar giha. No, it is the same thing. Just there's different sizes. There's the giha, there's the pond, and then there's the bar giha, the offshoot of the pond, the smaller pond. So too nevreches and bekia. I'm not sure which one's which, but one of them's a little bit smaller than the other. So we said in the Mishnah the Tanakama holds that as long as the mace is inside of the chatzar, so a person can make an arain for the mace, he can make a coffin. And Rabbi Huda said that no, that's aser, but if a person already has the pieces, so then he could just put it together, that would be mutter. Says the Gemara, Tanina Laha de Tan Rabbanan, that this is exactly like that which we learned in the Braisa. So, which means that this Braisa is something that's reliable. This mission that we just had is exactly like that which we learned in the Braisa, this Machlekes, about building an Arain. It says in the Braisa that Aysen called Tzarchi Ames, that in Chol HaMoed, a person could do all different Tzarchi Ames. He could be Gaisen Leisarai, he could cut his hair. I'm not sure why that's a Tzarchi Ames, but fine. He could cut his hair. Umechabsen like Susai, he could launder his clothing. I guess that's in the days before Tachrichim. V'aisen like arain, and they can make for him an arain, a coffin, minisarim and minusarim me'erev yamtiv, as long as they already have the pieces that were already made before yamtiv, so he could then just put it all together, which is like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Aimer, he argues on the Tanakama, and he says like the Tanakama of our Mishnah, and he says that no, you could even just bring pieces of wood and you could turn it into boards and you could mamish make the whole arayin on Chol HaMoed as long as you do it privately inside of a person's house. So that's like the sheet of the Tanakama of our Mishnah. So that's what it means. We have a braisa exactly like that which we learned in the Mishnah. It means we have this exact same machlaikas in a braisa about making an arayin on Chol HaMoed. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, a nice and nashim b'mayid. A person is not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed, as we'll see in the Mishnah, because it's a cause of simcha. We'll see in the Gemara what the problem with that is. But a person is not allowed to get married. It's gonna give him simcha. So a nice and nashim b'mayid, loy besulais, v'loy almanais, v'loy miyavmin, b'bneisha simcha iloy. He can't marry any of these types of people because that causes a simcha. He can't marry besulais, of course. That's a new kala. So then that's gonna provide a simcha. Not even almanais. Now almana, maybe a person would think that causes less simcha. Perhaps it does give less simcha. But afal pikin, it's enough. It's enough simcha that it's aser to marry even an almana on Chol HaMoed. V'lay miyavmin. And he can't even do Yibam. Even Yibam is something which gives Simcha. So therefore, all these people, a person is not allowed to marry on Chol HaMoed, Mibnesha Simcha Yiloy. And again, we'll see in the Gemara what the problem with the fact that it gives him Simcha, what's the problem? If anything, you would think it's the opposite. On Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah to be besimcha. So what's the problem with marrying if just because it causes Simcha? That sounds like a good thing. So we'll see in the Gemara. Avo machzer hu es grushasai. But if a person divorced his wife, and now he wants to remarry her, so then that's going to be mutter, because that doesn't cause as much simcha. He was already married to her before, and therefore that's mutter on Chol HaMoed. Va'isa isha tachshiteha b'mayed, completely separate halacha. A lady is allowed to put on makeup on Chol HaMoed, even makeup that involves malachis. Makeup, even if it involves malacha, is mutter because it's tzarchei haguf. It's part of what a person needs what she needs for her guf. And the Rishonim actually speak out that tzarchei haguf are included in the heter of eichel nefesh even. And eichel nefesh is a very makel form of heter, malacha and Chol HaMoed, all different types of things that normally would not be allowed to do. You could even do tirchi yaseira, you could be machave malach to lamayin, you could do a maisa uman. So to tzarchei haguf have like the din of eichel nefesh. And Mamela, it's mutter for a woman to put on makeup on Chol HaMoed even if it involves malacha. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda says that even though she could put on makeup, but like Tasoid, Mipnesha Nivul Hula. She shouldn't put on limestone, which sometimes a lady would do to take off her hair, so she shouldn't do that. Because Mipnesha Nivul Hula, even though eventually she takes it off and then it takes off her hair and it makes her have smoother skin, but in the meantime, while she has it on her, it's a Nivul Hula, it makes her look not so nice, and that's going to cause her tsar on Chol HaMoed. We don't want that. It's supposed to be Besimcha. And therefore, she's not allowed to put on this sid. Now says the Mishnah, again, a completely separate halacha. Ha-hedyet taifer kedarkai. Hedyet is allowed to sow on cholamayit, even in his normal way. So sowing on cholamayit, if there's a need, so it could be considered tzarech ha-mayit. So fine, so tzarech ha-mayit is fine. But even when a person has a heter to perform halacha on cholamayit for a need, for tzarech ha-mayit, so the halacha is that he's only allowed to do a ma'isa hedyet, he's not allowed to do a ma'isa uman. So a hedyet who's not a professional sower, he only knows how to sow in an unprofessional way. So memela, he could sow in his normal way, because when he sows in his normal way, that's not a ma'isa uman. So if he needs to sew something, his shirt, his only jacket got ripped, he needs to sew it. So he's allowed to sew it again if he has another jacket, so he has no tzarech hamayit. But assuming he has, let's say, no other jacket, so he'd be technically allowed to sew it, but he can't do a ma'isa uman, because tzarech hamayit, you're allowed to do malacha for tzarech hamayit, but you can't do a ma'isa uman. So he, But this person, who he's not an uman, he's only a head yet, but Mela, every time he sows, is not a ma'isa uman, so that's going to be fine. He could sow normally va'uman, but a professional sower, which the Aruch HaShulchan says was most ladies, at least in his times, that sowed, perhaps nowadays also, ladies that sow, so they're considered, they have the status of an uman, those that sow, and Mela, they can't sow in the normal way, because that would be considered a ma'isa uman, and for tzarchei mayid, you can't do malacha with a ma'isa uman, in a professional way. So how is an uman able to sew? So ba'uman machlev u'misargin. He has to do it, or she has to do it with the, machlev. Ba'uman machlev. An uman has to do it with the shinoi. We'll see exactly in the Gemara what the shinoi of machlev is, but it's some sort of shinoi that he or she has to sew in a funny way in order to make it that it's not a ma'isa uman. Now, a new halacha, umesargin es hamitos, a person could rope the beds, Rabbi Yossi aymer mematchin, no, you're only allowed to be mematchin, and we'll see in the Gemara what these things mean. So first we're going to focus on the Reisha, and that was about not getting married on Cholamayit. The Mishnah had said that a person's not allowed to get married on Cholamayit to all different types of people, Abasula, Amana, Yibam, it's all Aser, and the Mishnah explained, Mabnesha Simcha Hilai, because it gives him Simcha. Now ask the Gemara, V'chi Simcha Hilai Mayhavi? What's wrong with the fact that it gives him simcha? If anything, we're supposed to be b'simcha on cholamai. V'samachta b'chagecha? Shivas yamim, it says. 7 days you're supposed to be sameach. So what's wrong with getting married on cholamai just because it gives you simcha? Says the Gemara, 4 different terutzim. Terutz number 1, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Says Shmuel, v'chein Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Yishayo, v'amri lo Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Chanina. The reason is the fi she'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Because the simcha of yamtiv, of cholamayid, when we say there's a mitzvah of simchas yamtiv doesn't mean to go and listen to good jokes. Simchas yamtiv means to be b'simcha from the yamtiv. So the simcha is supposed to come from the yamtiv. If a person gets married, he's going to be mixing together with the simcha, also the simcha of his wife. And that is not okay. We want the simcha to be purely from the mayid, so that's what Shmuel, or some say whoever it was that said this, is lefish ema arvin simcha b'simcha. We don't want to mix other simchas into the simcha of the yamtiv. We want it to be pure simcha sachag. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna Amar, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna says that no, technically there's nothing wrong with having two simchas, but the problem over here is neshiman niach simchas haregel v'aisik b'simchas ishtay. Now if a person gets married, he's going to neglect entirely simchas haregel, and he's only going to be aisik and simchas ishtay. Halavai, you would have both simchas. Fine, that would be okay. I don't mind being ma'arv and simcha b'simcha. I'm fine with sharing. I'm a good sharer. But this person's not going to share. He's just going to be aisik and simchas ishtay. He's going to be maniach simchas haregel. That's why he can't get married on Cholamayit. Now, Amar Le Abayi L'Rav Yosef, before we say the other two terutzim, says the Gemara, Amar Le Abayi L'Rav Yosef, Hada Rabba Bar Rav Huna, this that you're quoting from Rabba Bar Rav Huna, that's Rabba Bar Rav Huna Shita, that there's a problem of being Maniach Simchas HaRegel V'Oisek B'Simchas Ishtoi, the Rav Hu, it's much earlier. It's the Shita of Rav, who was even a Rebbe of Rav Huna. It's the Shita of Rav, the Amar Rav Daniel Bar Katina Amar Rav. Rav said, Minayin She'ein Naisim Nashim B'Mayit, how do we know that a person is not allowed to get married on Cholamayit? Shenem Rav, the Pasuk says, V'Samachna B'Chagecha, it says you should have Simcha with your Chag. And Rav said that we should darsh from here, b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha, that the simcha has to come from the chag and not from your wife. So you see that Rav understood that the two simchas are a steer to each other. That if a person has simchas ishtoi, he's not going to be Isaac in simchas achag. And therefore we learn the pasuk that says that you have to have simcha from the chag that you can't get married. Because it's a steer ba'atzam. If a person has simchas ishtoi, he won't have simchas achag. So really that which we quoted before from Rav Huna is really the teretz of Rav. So again, so far the Gemara quoted two terutzim. We had the teretz of Shmuel, and a person can't get married on Chol HaMoed because he's going to be mixing together the two simchas. He's going to have Simchas HaRegel together with Simchas Ishtai. We don't want that. And now we have the Teretz of Rav Huna, which we're seeing now is really the Teretz of Rav, that the reason why a person can't get married in Chol HaMoed is not because of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, Adarabba, Halavai, he would be mixing it. The problem is that he's going to leave, he's going to neglect Simchas HaRegel, and he's only going to be Isaac and Simchas Ishtai. Teretz number three, Ula Amar, Mibnei HaTorach. That the reason why a person can't get married on Chol HaMoed is because of the Torah, is because of the preparation involved in getting married, and Sheva Brachos and everything, all the Sudas. It's very hard work. And Mamela, that's going to take away from one Simchas Achag. It's going to take away from one Simchas Yom Tov if you're so busy with all the different preparations. And that's why a person is not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. It says the Gemara, fourth Teretz, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, he says a fourth Teretz, Mimnei Bittel Peri Verivya. That the reason why a person can't get married on Chol HaMoed is because of Bittel Peri Revu. Which Rashi explains is that what this means is that if a person would be allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed, so then many people would purposely push off their chasnas until Chol HaMoed, even if he got engaged right after Sukkot, so wait until Pesach to get married. And the reason for that is because of the same reason that people like having weddings on Erev Shabbos, or Friday night, and that's because that then you have, by the Suda, you have your Shabbos Suda together with the chasna Suda. Or on Chol HaMoed, a person would want to push off his chasna to Chol HaMoed, because then he'll have the chasna Suda and all the Sheva Brachis together with the Chol HaMoed Suda. So he gets to, so to speak, kill two birds with one stone. Instead of having to spend money on the Chasna and the whole Sheva Brachis, and then also having to spend money on Chol HaMoed, he gets to do it all together. So anyways, so it's much cheaper like that. And so if we would be allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed, people would push off their Chasnas to Chol HaMoed, and by doing so, they'd be being Mavato Peru Revu. And as a result, Chazal said that a person is not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. So again, the four Terutzim, Shmuel says, Eima Arvin Simcha b'simcha, Rav Huna or Rav said the problem is he's going to neglect Simcha Sarego. Ula says is because of all the tircha involved, it's going to take away from his Simcha Sarego. And Rav Yitzchak Nafcha says because a person would then purposely push off his chasna to Chol HaMoed in order so that the chasna suda and the Sheva Brachos sudas should overlap with the Chol HaMoed sudas, and it'll save him some money. Now says the Gemara Mase, we have a kash on all Mase. We have a kash on all of the different shitas. Now call Elu Shamru Asura and Lisa b'mayid. The Braisa says that all of these people who he said that it's Asur to get married on Chol HaMoed, Basula, Amana, and Miyavmin, all these people that are Asur to get married on Chol HaMoed, says the Braisa, Mutarin Lisa Erev HaRegel. They're allowed to get married on Erev HaRegel. So says the Gemara, Kasha Lekulu. That's a kash on all the different shitas. On Rav and Shmuel, or Rav Huna and Shmuel, who said that it had to do with Simcha, and the person's going to be Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, or neglect Simcha HaRegel entirely. So then even if he gets married on Erev HaRegel, you're going to have the same issue. Because it's going to go, the whole Sheva Brachos is going to go into the Mayid, and he's going to be neglecting Simcha HaRegel, or Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So you're going to have the same issue if he gets married Erev HaRegel. And according to Ula's Teretz, that's because of the Tairach, because of the preparations, so that's going to exist also if a person gets married on Erev HaRegel, because the Sheva Brachis was going to go into the Mayid. And according to the last Teretz, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, who said it's because of Bittel Perivia, you're going to have that also if a person gets married on Erev HaRegel. A person would purposely push off and postpone his wedding until Erev HaRegel, so that he saves money. Sheva Brachis Sudas will overlap with his Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed Sudas. So this is a Kasha Lekulu, says the Gemara like Kasha. We'll go through each of the Shitas and explain why it's not a Kasha. Says the Gemara, first addressing the first two terutzim about Simcha, that the reason you would think that you shouldn't be allowed to get married on Erev HaRegel because Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, or because the person is going to neglect Simchas Yom Tov, says the Gemara, that's not a concern. And don't tell this teretz to your wife. But Laman de Amar Misham Simcha, says the Gemara, it's not a problem to get married Erev HaRegel because Iker Simcha Chad Yaimahu. How long do you think the Simcha lasts for after your guy gets married? It lasts for one day. He's one one day and then it's all over. So to get married on Chol HaMoed, there's a problem because that day he's going to be ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. That day he's going to be neglecting simcha sachag. But get married Erev Yom Tov, what's the problem? Sheva brachos? Nah. After one day, the man's simcha goes away. Okay. So therefore, there's no problem to get married Erev HaRegel. L'man da'amer mishum tircha, and says the Gemara Lefi Ula, who says that the reason not to get married on Chol HaMoed is because of tircha, because of all the work that goes involved, that's involved. So that's not going to, and so you would think that it should be an issue now to get married Erev HaRegel as well, because then the Shever Brachis are going to overlap with Yom Tov. It's a lot of work. Says the Gemara, no, Iker tircha chad yayimahu. The main tircha is at the chasna itself. The Shever Brachis, you know, you get hosted by other people anyways, right? So it's not as bad. So therefore, Chazal were okay with a person getting married on Erev Yom Tov. And the man da'amar misham bitol peri v'rivia. So now, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcho, who said that the issue with getting married on Chol HaMoed is because people are going to purposely push off their chasnas till then in order to save some money. So we would think that also then this problem should exist also Erev Yom Tov. A person will push off his wedding till Erev Yom Tov so that the Sheva Brachis will overlap with Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a concern. Why? Because the chad yoyma le'mashi inish nefshe. A person's not going to be so risky, and for one day, he only has one chance, and hit or miss, you know, if he misses it, if there's some sort of einis, and he can't get married on that day, he's going to have to now wait all the way until after Yom Tov. A person's not going to postpone his wedding until Erev Yom Tov. Something might come up, and it's not worth the risk. It's not worth the risk for if you only have one day. You know, Chol HaMoed, a person would push off the wedding to Chol HaMoed. If Monday Chol HaMoed, it doesn't happen, so it'll happen on Tuesday or Wednesday. But to push it off for only a chance of one day to get married on Erev Yom Tov, that a person won't push it off, and that's why there's no problem to get married on Erev Yom Tov.